Hello, this is Alan Fairweather. Now, let me ask you, do you want to become better at managing difficult people? Then you need to have courage to take action. You need to run your own mind. You need to change your behaviour and do something about it. Now, it's often the case that you put off dealing with a difficult person because you don't like confrontation. You also fear that it won't make any difference. Now, in my book, How to Manage Difficult People, you'll find practical things to say and it'll give you more confidence to approach a difficult person. But you need to get your internal conversations going and talk to yourself in a very positive way. Many managers ignore poor behaviour in their staff because they believe it might result in conflict and demotivate them. What happens then is that the staff member continues to behave badly, the other team members get demotivated, and the customers and the business suffer. Managers need courage to deal with these difficult staff members and do it as soon as possible. This will make their lives easier and reduce the levels of stress. When faced with a difficult situation, listen to your internal conversations and ask yourself, is this decision I'm making the best one for me? If the answer is no, then change it. If you find yourself lacking courage to do something or deal with a difficult situation, ask yourself, what will be the result of not doing this? You'll come back with answers such as, the problem will continue, I'll still be afraid, I'll regret it later, I'll feel bad about myself, other people will think I'm a wimp, and I'll always be taken advantage of. Then ask yourself, what will be the results of doing something about this? I'll feel better, the problem will be resolved, and if not, I'll be glad I approached it. Other people will admire me. I'll be less likely to be taken advantage of. You know, dealing with a difficult person may make you nervous. I know that I've always had butterflies in my stomach when I was about to face a difficult customer or a staff member. So let me give you some thoughts on nervousness. Being nervous is a good thing. The nerves or the fear cause a cocktail of stress chemicals to flood through your system to help you deal with whatever it is that's attacking you. You know, those chemicals will make your brain sharper, they'll give you more energy, and make you better equipped to manage the difficult person. Fear is good, but as long as you're aware of it and keep it under control, that's what courage is all about. There's a book by Susan Jeffers titled Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. That's what I advise you to do. I wish you every success and I look forward to speaking with you again sometime soon.